Jazz saxophonist Joe Lovano respects those who've gone before him. He's the son of Cleveland saxophonist Tony Big T. Lovano and apprenticed in the bands of Woody Herman, Mel Lewis, and Paul Motion. Lovano's new album pays tribute to saxophonist and composer Charlie Parker. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Joe Lovano's Us Five on Charlie Parker's tune Passport, where they grab one line from the melody and turn it into a catchy repeater riff. It's from their new album of Parker tunes, Bird Songs. In the 1940s, Parker, nicknamed Bird, was a prime mover behind the new style of bebop, with its refined harmonies, offbeat rhythms, and abstract melodies played at breakneck speed. Bird's saxophone style was the key. Even musicians who played other instruments modeled their styles on his, and his compositions sounded very like his improvisations. That mirroring gives his best records amazing coherence. Here's Parker on his Moose the Mooch. Bird's tunes and improvisations are such a good fit, it's not surprising other musicians who play them aim for the same cohesion. But on Bird Songs, Joe Lovano looks for new ways into the material. Here's his take on Moose the Mooch. When Joe Lovano plays Charlie Parker tunes, he may lower the tempo and temperature, as on Moose the Mooch, where he brings out Parker's lyricism and blues feeling. Or he'll look for some parallel to Parker's method. The quintet classic Coco featured Bird's alto sax and Max Roach's drums. Lovano plays Coco on his usual tenor in a trio with Us Five's double drummers, Francisco Mela from Cuba and New Jersey's Otis Brown III. That open format gives them all plenty of elbow room and lets Lovano show off his broad and tender tone. On Coco, Joe Lovano moves away from Charlie Parker's sound while invoking his spirit. Bird loved draping new melodies over the chords to old tunes. On Blues Collage, Lovano, pianist James Wideman, and new star bassist Esperanza Spalding each play and improvise on a different Parker blues tune. It's an exercise in fortuitous counterpoint. Thank you. Joe Lovano's album Bird Songs makes the implicit point that everyone in modern jazz draws on Charlie Parker some kind of way. Bird was a key inspiration for Lovano's own dexterity on several saxophones here: tenor and alto, mezzo-soprano, and the newfangled allochrome, which looks and sounds like conjoined twin soprano saxes. He also learned a lot from John Coltrane, Ornette Coleman, and drummer and sometime boss Paul Motion, but Lovano pours it all into his own touching, sweetly melancholy sound. Retooling Parker tunes, he confirms the way to honor an innovator is not by being a copycat, but by finding your own voice.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and author of the new book, Why Jazz? A Concise Guide. He reviewed Birdsong by Joe Lovano's Us Five on the Blue Note label. You'll find a link to a performance by the band recorded last month at the Village Vanguard, where they played compositions featured on the new album, on our website, freshair.npr.org, where you can also download podcasts of our show. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Seuss Boland directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
This is NPR.